When he played basketball for the Abilene Christian University Wildcats, Stan Lambert was kind of stuck in the middle because he was too tall to be a guard and too short to be a power forward. That was back in the early 70s. Today, Lambert says he is in the right place for his skill set because his financial experience as a banker plays well with the legislature's financial issues.
Just the fact that I've had experience in working with budgets, maybe with not the number of zeros on the end of the numbers that the state would have, but certainly looking at prioritization and understanding what the needs are versus what some wants may be, those are some times when we have to really roll up our sleeves and try to figure out what is really essential, what do we need to fund that is of high priority to keep our state moving forward and to make sure that those that are most vulnerable are going to continue to receive the services and the programs and the benefits that our state has provided in the past.
When it comes to financial issues in Abilene, Lambert is helping the city fund a convention hotel project downtown near the Abilene Convention Center. He's only been in office for a month and has authored House Bill 1529, which allows the city to keep tax revenue usually sent to the state and put the funds toward the hotel project.
This would give Abilene put them in a much better position to be able to go out and bid for these types of events and these types of conferences and so forth to bring more tourism.
The bill applies specifically to Abilene, and Lambert says similar bills have been filed by other cities in the past, so he thinks the bill has a good chance of being accepted in the House. Another financial issue Lambert will focus on is the state's Child Protective Services, which has been a key issue in this legislative session.
We need to hire additional caseworkers, and we need to basically pay some of our existing caseload workers better salaries in order to keep from having such a revolving door on retention, which has been a problem. Many times these people are hired at salaries that, you know, are so low that, and then to put them in a situation of responsibility where they're having to engage in family situations and knock on doors of dysfunctional families.
Lambert says he was involved in child protection while serving on the AISD school board. He helped make sure teachers who had been in inappropriate relationships with students were no longer eligible to teach.
Our region has had a number of cases, and I think that, in a sense, creates even more awareness on the part of our general public to look for and to recognize when there may be situations where child abuse is occurring. So we've had a lot of reporting, maybe some over-reporting at times, but as I've always said, it's better to be safe than sorry. And so I'm glad that in a way that our region of the state is being very proactive in trying to identify and make sure that these children are protected and able to remain in some kind of safe and secure environment.
Even though the legislature faces a tighter budget this session, Lambert says he plans to continue prioritizing issues that affect Taylor, Jones, and Nolan counties. For KACU, I'm Haley Reminar.